My name is Carol Yee. In 2009, I moved myself and my plant nursery, Carol's Collectibles, to Swanville. My move, though a nightmare, was inspired and bolstered by remembrances of summers with my brother and sister, spent climbing rocks, digging razor clams, and playing with sea urchins in the tidal pools out on various islands, where my father, a congregational minister, would become the minister for the month of August. In college, I got the bright idea that I would make my tuition by digging bloodworms in Wiscasset, something I'd read about in a magazine. Though I remember well the bloody blisters and those prehistoric evil worms, my overwhelming memories are of the people of Maine, their acceptance of little half-breed children running wild over their island, or the townsfolk of Wiscasset, who informed me the best spot to dig was right down the road along Route 1, so they could all sit on the guardrail and watch me take my first step into that mud. They were warm and funny and shared their love and knowledge of the land and the sea with me, and they had this aura of practicality, of common sense, a quality I sorely needed in those days. These are some of the memories that kept the dream alive to me to be able to someday say I too lived in Maine. After close to 14 hours of listening to the presentations from both sides, I am left with the same questions I had at the beginning of all this. And they're pretty simple. Why would any small, beautiful seaside tourist town want to welcome such a sight? Such false hopes for maybe 12 jobs, such heartbreak and financial loss for many of its citizens and those in the region, such damage to the roads of Searport and surrounding towns, such a loss of freedom to enjoy as well as profit from the sea up and down our beautiful bay. And last but not least, how can anyone imagine placing in the midst of such a beautiful seaside town and its neighbors this incredibly dangerous thing, which, God forbid it ever explodes, will be 33 times the size of the bomb dropped on Hiroshima? I simply and respectfully ask, what is the common sense in this? Thank you.
Thank you.